Monthly report from Lincoln County School District number 2, Superintendent Matt Erickson. Good morning, Superintendent. I think, and I want to speak too soon, but I think it might actually be a little springy out there.
Duke, and thanks for having me. And you're absolutely right. I believe this is our, third or fourth spring, but yeah. maybe it's here to stay.
Yeah, we might have our fifth or sixth. Yeah. The Dave Draney invite is this week, so we know it's going to rain at some point.
Correct.
That, right?
Correct.
So it's tradition. Well, Superintendent, appreciate your time as always. As always, a lot happening within the school district and a lot going on. Let's start with the most recent school board meeting and a lot of attendance there at that school board meeting, both from the community and students.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Duke. One thing I'd like to mention is, you know, school board members are in a heck of a position, and they do the very best they can. Their hearts are in the right place, and they have a lot of pressure from a lot of different influencers, but they do a great job, and the pay is certainly not much. School board members serve simply because they love their community and have a desire to give back. So, and then in terms of the public comment and public that was there, we very much appreciate the decorum and the professionalism and the way they handled themselves. And we're so blessed as a community that we have quality people. We can disagree and on concepts and on different things, but at the end of the day, we still know how to treat each other in Lincoln too. So,
you know, that was actually some of the board members made that comment during the meeting that they appreciated. I mean, people were up front and they expressed their concerns, but it was in an appropriate way, right? And I think that does say a lot.
I think that says it all about our community. Is, you know, we have great people top to bottom in this community, and that's one of the reasons that I stick around and call Star Valley home, and been here most of my life, and proud to be a Brave and proud to be, Star Valley resident and citizen of the great state of Wyoming. So, again, we very much appreciate the professionalism and the way that people conduct themselves.
Well, Superintendent Erickson in studio, and maybe just to reiterate things that take place in executive session, and maybe the reason that that process happens.
Yeah, so obviously school districts and school boards are bound by Wyoming open meeting laws, and thankfully so. And yeah, a board can go into an executive session for, I believe, one of seven reasons, but the main reason that a board would go into an executive session is to discuss personnel or legal matters that the school district may be a party of or become part of. And I wish that everybody could participate or sit in on an executive session or an admin meeting, to be honest with you, an in-person admin meeting. I think that there'd be a lot of people that their perspective might be widened and expanded, because there's certainly a lot of deliberation and healthy conversations that take place.
Superintendent, anything else you'd like to mention on that topic this morning?
No, just again, we have good people. So,
Superintendent Erickson, also speaking of the board, there is a vacancy and currently in the process of taking applications to fill that, correct?
Correct. So, Mr. Cade Wilkes, who we all value and appreciate, is serving in a different capacity now in his community, and we totally respect that. And so he's chose to step aside from his service on the school board at this time. So I believe we're still accepting applications for that, for Area 1 through Friday at 4 o'clock, if I remember correctly. And Duke, just so people are aware, obviously they can get on our website and see the application or the questionnaire, also a map, but easiest in my mind, I believe it's the south side of 6th Avenue here in Afton, down to the Taco Bus or the Rolling Omelet, and then turns south, follows 89 basically to the Kodiak or Highway 236, and then goes west. and it's the south side of 236, and then obviously goes to Lincoln One's boundary or Kammer school district, and then Utah on the west side of Cokeville. So we have one applicant so far, and to be transparent, it's an applicant from Cokeville, and it's an individual that absolutely bleeds black and orange and has a hint of crimson and gold, and he's actually served on the board before and did a great job.
So the application period is still open for a few more days. You can find details online at lcsd2.org for applications, and the position will be filled before the next board meeting, if I understand correctly, right?
Correct. So we'll have a special school board meeting on May 7th, I believe, which is the Wednesday before our May meeting on the 14th. And the board will interview and select somebody to appoint at that time. And then they will... some people think that they will fill the remainder of the term of Cade Wilkes, but that's not true. By Wyoming law, excuse me, Duke, they would be short-cycled in the next election. School board elections are in even years, so they would serve until fall of 26.
Okay. And then, so would the next term even things out, or would it just be that way moving forward now that would... Does that question make sense?
It'd be that way moving forward. Okay. And I believe we'll be on a 5-2 cycle because we have seven board members, but somehow over the years it works its way out. Right? Yeah.
Superintendent Matt Erickson, LCSD2 in studio. Also staying with the last board meeting, Superintendent, you announced some pay changes with some of the staff. Maybe summarize that for us as well.
Oh, great. That's something really, really positive to talk about, and we're appreciative. So we went on a listening tour, meaning my team and I from the district office, and some things surfaced. In 2013-14 school year, and then 16-17, 17-18, all wages were froze, or salaries were froze in the school district due to budget concerns. And so we've been working really hard the last several months, and it's become a priority to retain, obviously, staff. So we got together with JC, and he crunched the numbers, and it was possible. So the board approved taking out a carryover, some funds to rectify the years that were lost. So what that means, if you're a support staff member, and you were froze all 3 years, it's worth 50 cents an hour a year. And if you're a certified teacher or professional staff, then it's worth $1,100 a step. So somebody that was froze, let's say a teacher that was froze all 3 years, they'll pick up $3,300. So we're grateful and appreciative that we've been good stewards of our resources and that we had board support for this, and we think it's going to make a big difference. We made some salary schedule adjustments last year, and it's proving that we're retaining teachers longer. And in the current environment, that's certainly something that needs to be a priority.
It's a big deal for sure. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, Superintendent, you and I had also discussed quite a bit of times earlier on in the year legislation that was being discussed by the legislature in Cheyenne. One of those, the gun-free zone bill, which was allowed to go into law without the signature of the governor, of course, passed by the legislature. So now that puts districts kind of in a position where you need to create some policies, right? And so what has been discussed at this point? What is that process going to look like?
So that's a great question, Duke. So we've been obviously working with legal counsel from Wyoming School Boards Association. Excuse me, I got a scratchy throat this morning. And then also our own legal counsel in the district. We have a sample policy. It's policy CKA that we'll be presenting in our work session prior to board meeting in May, just for consideration. And we certainly would have think that there'll be a lot of opinions from the public. So we can go one of two ways. We can do nothing, and then anybody with a concealed carry permit in Wyoming, an adult, no students are allowed under this law, but could conceal carry in any of our schools. Or boards have the choice to adopt a policy, And then that would put some training requirements and whatnot on employees and volunteers. So it'll be the law becomes effective July 1, but we're going to take our time and make sure we get this right and listen to our community and see what they ultimately want.
So you will for sure have some public work sessions, but nothing scheduled at this point as far as a work session,
so correct? The first one, and it's a public meeting, is May 14th at 5:00.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Superintendent Matt Erickson, LCSD number 2, this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Well, Superintendent, next time we talk, we'll be just a few days away from graduation. So
correct.
It comes right and
around,
goes, doesn't it?
Right around the corner. Duke, one other piece of legislation that becomes effective July 1 that we're working on a policy is bathrooms and changing rooms and hotel rooms, that type of thing. So we have a sample policy again from legal counsel, and we'll be working through that process as well. So
okay, perfect. That's Superintendent Matt Erickson this morning. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on the SBI Radio Network.